Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
Hello, everyone. I'm Father Mark Kadu, your guide to deeper and more meaningful prayer. Look forward now to leading you into this time of meditation. As we always begin with meditation, we begin our meditation with putting things away that might distract us, allow us to come into a place of calm, of relax, put away anything that might distract you, and I want to lead you in. So let's begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The first stage and first steps in meditation is always to bring our hearts into God's presence, and we often do that by just reaffirming our faith, our hope, and our love, the theological virtues. So let me guide you in a brief prayer to do that. Lord, we believe you're here present with us. We believe you want to speak to us today. We believe that you already are dwelling through your grace, through the Trinity in our souls. So we believe that, and we turn our hearts inward to hear what you want to speak to us today. We hope in you. We're confident, Lord. We're confident and trust that what you promise us, you will provide. We cast away fear, anxiety, anything that would steal our peace, and we hope confident in you. Lord, we love you. We love you above all things, even if we're aware that at times our choices don't make that evident, even at times other things attract our attention and our heart. We affirm in this prayer, Lord, that we love you above all other things. So allow us in this time of prayer to be in your presence. It's always good also to give thanks, to begin your meditate. Thank the Lord for graces, for gifts, the way he's been present to you in these last days. And just turn your hearts in gratitude to him. Then we move to taking our text today, what we're going to meditate on. We're going to do the gospel of the Transfiguration. It's the gospel for this Sunday, second Sunday of Lent. So I'd invite you to pull up the gospel, and then we just read through it calmly and see if anything strikes us, anything speaks to us. Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brothers, and led them up a high mountain by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, conversing with him. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, Lord, it's good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud cast a shadow over them. And then from the cloud came a voice that said, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell prostrate and were very much afraid. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, Rise, do not be afraid. And when the disciples raised their eyes, they saw no one else but Jesus alone. As they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, Do not tell the vision to anyone until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead. So after we've read this, does anything speak to you there? Anything jump out at you from that reading, from that gospel? One thing that strikes me is that Jesus reveals his glory on the mountain to strengthen us in the valleys, right? He knows that the disciples will face the cross, right? He knows they're going to be afraid and run, but he gives this consolation to them before the storm arrives. Brothers and sisters, that's the way God often works in our lives. We don't stay on the mountaintops. We don't always experience glory, but we have that experience with the Lord strengthened, and we go out, we go into our lives. So you can ask yourselves, where has God really been revealing his glory in my life? Where is he really present to me? Where is he strengthening my faith? And lean in there. And if you're in a time of valley, go back, remember the times of blessings and of grace, and stay there, knowing that God often gives us moments of clarity or consolation, right? Precisely so that we can hold on to that in faith when we walk into more challenging moments of our lives. God gives us beauty to help us handle the eventual ugliness of life. A second thing that caught my attention in this reading was the command from God the Father to us about his Son. It says, listen to him. The Father speaks only one direct command in the New Testament. He speaks here. He says, listen to him. He did this at the baptism as well. In a world where everyone is speaking to us, so many things are seeking our attention, are pulling on our minds and our hearts. It's important to remember, which voice do you listen to? Do you listen to the voice of the Father in your heart, speaking truth, love, consolation, comfort, revealing the glory of Jesus? Or do you listen to that voice of the enemy, those lies that would pull you away from what Christ wants to speak to you? So listening may be the most radical spiritual discipline you can practice in your noisy life. And in Lent, there's no better way to practice a fast than to fast from the noise and to listen to the Lord. You know, a third point that spoke to me was this awe that the apostles experience when they see the glory of Jesus on the mountain. And that awe leads them to mission. After the vision, Jesus sends them down the mountain again, right? The disciples, you know, fall prostrate, overwhelmed, amazed. But Jesus reaches down and touches them and says, rise, right? Real encounters with God don't remove us from daily life. Touching Jesus and experiencing his glory and remaining kind of in awe don't bid us to stay right there. They prepare us to re-enter the world with greater purpose, greater peace, right? So real prayer doesn't just withdraw us from this life, but real prayer sends us out once we've been united with the Father. So Jesus, I just ask that you would lead us to behold your glory, to listen to you, and to receive you sending us back out into the world, not separated from you, but with you at our side as we go into the world. So Jesus, where do you want me to pause? Where do you want me to be still and truly listen to you and behold your glory in my life right now? And at the end of the meditation, we always kind of lean into the conversation. Where did God speak to you? Where did he give you consolation? And then pull out a resolution to carry you into your day. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.